I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us, bitches.
Yes, welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited. We actually have a special guest today.
We do. Who do we have?
We have Logan, which is my son.
Hello.
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 How's it going, Logan?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
And if you didn't already know, I'm Jess.
Oh, I'm Val.
We always seem to forget to do that, so that's why I just figure it's important to do. But today, I'm very excited because we are doing a really unhinged episode of the wonderful state we live in.
Wonderful. Guess what? Guess what we're doing?
What?
We're doing stories on the Florida Man because they're really fucking unhinged. Because there's no other place to do it than us.
For real. 100%. So we're actually have looked up a whole bunch of different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided we're going to read them plus like the actual like news article on it. Because some of them are just like straight up like you go,
how?
What?
How? No, like it, honestly,
do people actually survive in Florida? Like
I think we do, but it's really like, and it's really funny because no one gives a fuck in this state.
No,
like I just don't understand how, like I don't understand the thinking of people and how they do the things down here, and it's really funny. Like it's really good entertainment, and honestly, like yay for our governor because he's just making our state just fucking amazing to live in.
Oh yeah, 100%. But here's the problem, we just look like the, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we're like the backwoods of fucking the United States.
We are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel bad at all.
No, I don't. It's very entertaining. I mean, I've got to like witness shit that's like in news, like firsthand of like crazy ass experiences. So I'm excited.
Oh yeah, we're talking about that today.
Oh, I know we are.
Oh
yeah, we are. And I know that like we decided to bring Logan on the show because he's just got such a vast amount of knowledge on a lot of like
fuckery.
Useless information and fuckery.
That's what you do. What?
I'm gonna pretend that's, I'm gonna,
what?
What?
I'm gonna pretend that's not offensive.
Why is it not offensive?
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive at all.
That's a cool thing.
Useless knowledge?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Useless knowledge.
Yes, yes. Logan.
Seems very useful right now.
I mean, well, this is true. Okay, yeah, sure, but
see?
But it's useless knowledge to the everyday life normally, right? But it makes it for a very entertaining talk.
You're very entertaining. That's what she's getting at. So take it as a compliment.
He has some of the best sense of humor I've ever like met in person.
100%.
So
yes,
that's why
does.
You're a part of this.
Fair enough.
Thanks for being here.
So unfortunately, Liz was sick. And that's why we decided last minute to bring Logan on. Because she just wasn't feeling good today.
Hers.
So
she's been having a rough go lately. Like, I feel like this season, it's been rough. Like,
it has.
She has been having a rough go.
I know. This is the most that we've done without her. And I hate that we're having to do this. But mm-hmm. In the same aspect, of course, you know, the show must go on in that sense. But with that being said, her asthma has just been out of control this year. It's like,
it's breaking
between
her
heat and
I know.
The pollen and everything else. Like, she's just been miserable. And then
it's today. Breaking her immune system down. I feel like she's just so susceptible to everything coming her way. And I really feel bad for her.
I know, because we miss her.
I miss her.
So
it's our third musketeer.
Our third musketeer. So Logan gets to be a fill-in for today.
Yay.
Yay.
A third musketute.
A musketute, if you will.
What's everyone been doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, no, not really. I like literally woke up and it was just storming.
I know.
It was just like literally like I woke up to the thunder and I went to go to the bathroom as soon as I woke up, right? And I'm sitting there like peeing. And so like right above me is like one of the vents for outside.
And I think because I'm on the like the top floor, I just pick up everything.
Yeah.
The sound wise.
Yep.
And it's cool. Normally, I'm like, oh, it just sounds really peaceful because you sit in the bathroom and all you hear is just like the rain hitting the roof. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there quietly. But it almost got to the part that I thought it was hailing the way it was coming down because the rain just kept getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And then it was like hitting the front of the house. So it was just banging on our windows.
Oh, God.
And Sophie even woke up and she's like, Mommy, what's going on? And I'm like, you're fine. It's just rain. You're fine.
I feel like you guys get really like down where you're at. I feel like you get hit with the storms worse than we do.
But I kind of like it.
Oh, same.
I kind of like it.
You guys get really badass storms.
We do.
Do you know what time I woke up today?
What?
12:30 in the fucking afternoon.
You?
Me.
That's unheard of.
No, like legit, the last time, I can't tell you. I literally cannot tell you outside of working night shift. I've not woken up that late and I can't tell you how long.
I know you probably felt like useless in that moment of waking up because you just feel like your whole day was wasted because you're used to being up at like four, like when the rooster crows. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like in the same aspect, like I feel like your body needed it.
Yeah.
As much as you probably now feel overtired.
I do. It put me in a funk a little bit because I'm like, I feel like half my day's gone. I know. I don't like it.
I know.
Ooh. See, I feel like I'm very out of touch with you guys on that one, considering I don't ever work mornings or anything like that. So I'm never awake before noon.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's true. You've always been a night owl, though.
You have.
You know what I mean? But then with you working till like late and then getting home, you're wanting to unwind. And I get that because I mean, anybody, you get out of work, you don't want to, like, the first thing you do is walk in the house, shower, and go right to sleep because you feel like you have no life.
Nope.
So that moment of spending a couple hours just unwinding, you know what I mean, watching TV, playing games, doing whatever, like, that kind of just, like, helps. So yeah. I see why you do it. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I get it.
I mean, I didn't wake up till, like, 3 today, so.
Probably you didn't wake up till 3?
No, I wasn't awake till, like, 3:30. And then I come out there, and you're like, hey, you're coming on the podcast tonight. So, I mean.
No, actually, hold on. Let's rephrase that because I did not say you're coming on the podcast. I said, hey, you interested in doing a podcast? We're going to be doing it on the Florida Man.
Potato, potato. I mean, same thing regardless.
Potato, potato.
It's his favorite saying.
Tomato, tomato. So what was your response? Like, how did you say that? Were you like, I guess?
Yeah, he was like, maybe. And I go, maybe what? And he's like, well, I got to talk to Jetta. And I was like, about what? And he's like, well, what if she wants to go? And I'm like, you're the one recording. And he's like, maybe I got to talk to her. And so I'm like, all right. So I went and sat on the couch and called him, like, what do you think about Logan coming on the podcast? And so I'm just waiting for him. And he finally comes. So he's like, it's a yes. It's a yes.
It's
I'm
a
like,
yes. All right. Thank you for being here, Logan.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's the nicest things anyone's ever done for me. okay, so we have stories. Let's dive into it.
Yes.
I want to go first because I've been really, I really want to tell the people of the world this story because it's fucking ridiculous.
Just how unhinged.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The headline reads, come with me, Chucky. Mouse arrested on credit card fraud charges. So mind you, this picture is the Chuck E. Cheese mascot walking out with a good old police officer with his hands behind his back and the mouse hands behind. You know, he's got the gloves and everything on, bitch. He's in full costume. So let me clear my throat. Okay. The scene was a little unexpected. Someone being led away from a restaurant in handcuffs. The scene was also very startling. That someone was Chuck E. Cheese. Yes. As photographed from Astonish Outlookers show, a man dressed as the famed mouse mascot was taken by the police last week from a branch of the children's restaurant chain in Tallahassee, Florida. He is facing charges of credit card fraud. Even beyond the handcuffed Mr. Cheese. The arrest includes several elements not usually seen during police actions. A suspect quickly donning a mouse costume after an initial conversation with the police. An officer addressing that suspect as Chucky. An astonished children wondering why the restaurant's mascot was seemingly done for the day. Even as they continue to eat pizza and play arcade games. How do you explain this to a 4 and 6 year old?
Yeah, I was just thinking about like toddlers in the window crying like,
right? Oh, Chucky. Not Chucky. ask Courtney Gaggenheimer.
Wow.
A math professor from Davenport, Florida, who was at the restaurant with her children. I said, maybe they got the wrong Chucky. The strange tale started when a woman noticed her card was gone and began to see fraudulent charges, including small purchases at a smoke shop, a grocery store, and a Whataburger. Now, hold on, pause. A smoke shop, cool, got it. A grocery store, what are you buying? And also, I didn't even know that there's a Whataburger in Florida.
I didn't either, actually.
Right? But it's Tallahassee, so maybe it's like...
Maybe. Yeah, there's probably one up there.
I guess. According to an arrest report from the Tallahassee Police Department, she visited one of the stores and viewed security camera footage from the time her card was used. She thought she recognized the customer using the card. The report said...
Was he dressed as...
Pause. I don't know. The report says... It was an employee at a nearby Chuck E. Cheese where she was a regular.
Wait, an adult was a regular, I guess. Okay. So
the police arrived at the Chuck E. Cheese location on Wednesday, spotted the employee at the doorway of the restaurant, and had a brief conversation with him. I'm even more confused now. After verifying that he matched the woman's description, officers re-entered the restaurant, only to learn that the employee had donned the mouse suit. Now they had to arrest Chuck E. Cheese. We were eating and they did the announcement that Chucky was going to come out. Miss Gaggenheimer said in an interview, "My 6-year-old wanted a picture, so we followed him." At that time, a cop out of nowhere grabs his arm and says, "Chucky's busy right now." I can hear them saying, "Don't resist, don't make a scene." As the police officer said in his report, "I grabbed his right arm while giving the verbal instruction, 'Chucky, come with me, Chucky.' The mascot was cuffed and taken to a police car, still wearing his costume. Only at the car was his costume head removed, revealing the human being beneath for all to see. They set the head on the SUV. Miss Gaggenheimer said, "All the kids are watching this." My kid said, "That's not Chucky." The alarming sight of the famed mascot mouse and automatronic bandleader being led away in handcuffs created a social media movement and range of reactions. Mirth over the incongruous images, concern for the children who witnessed the arrest, and nostalgia over long ago visits to the restaurant. The suspect, Jermel Jones, 41, could not be reached for comment, but according to the police report, he denied that he used anyone else's credit card. The police said that they had found the woman's card upon searching Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones told the police, according to the report, that he had found the card and had never used it. He was charged with 3 counts of credit card fraud. In the aftermath of the incidents, parents had some explaining to do. Miss Gaggenheimer said, "My kids all week were like, 'Why did Chucky get arrested?'" End of article.
I just...
Bro.
Could you imagine those kids, like, as the heads being taken off? Like... No! Half of them probably thought he was getting murdered, and they literally just decapitated like him.
Decapitated. No, Chucky. That's not Chucky, right? Like, dude. And not only that, like, I'm sorry, but you just had a run-in with the police, and you had the fucking audacity to be like, "Oh shit, I gotta be on stage in 5 minutes to go put on the fucking costume to perform for these kids." You were just spoken to by the police.
Well, I mean, yeah. The police walked away, though. They left, and then they came back the second time. So in his mind, it's probably a situation of, "Oh, well, I guess I'm free to go.
Yeah.
Let's go back to work."
That's crazy.
Fucking wild. Let's
steal
to
some
me.
Money and get some money.
Let's be real. He probably actually never wears the Chucky suit, and he probably was like, "Hey, I'll take over today for you."
Yeah, bro.
I got it.
Fuck bitches. Get money. Jesus. I can't.
Christ. You know, I want to know where you're able to, like, I have looked through like a million and one different articles today, right? And I swear you always find the most like long-winded articles where they write like full-blown fucking like in detail stories about it. You always get the best ones, I swear.
I'm a Virgo. I have to find out.
Well, here was one that I found that I literally was like, as soon as I seen it already.
Okay.
It says, "Florida man breaks into home, sucks on sleeping man's toes."
What?
Okay, that's just the headline, right? It says, "Bradenton, Florida, police are on the lookout for a Florida man who broke into a home and sucked on a man's toes, according to the deputies. The incident occurred on Christmas Eve at Bradenton's home." People thinking this is fucking Santa coming in, right? According to the resident, he woke up to find a Florida man at his feet, who then proclaimed that he broke into the home to suck toes. He then attempted to fondle the man, according to the police report. After the two got into a fight, the Florida man smashed a window in the victim's windshield before making escape. No arrests have been made.
Wait, hold on, pause. Hold on.
No, that's the whole thing.
No. I get it. I get it. Like, I know it's Christmas Eve, right? And people are in the mood. Like, they want to, like, do some role-playing.
It's the season
shit.
Of giving.
You nasty fuck. You nasty for that.
You nasty.
Like, I know, like, role-play is a thing. But could you fucking imagine, like, oh, my wife getting freaky. She's sucking my toes. I'm Santa tonight, bitch. And then all of a sudden, oh, psych. It's like some random homeless man coming in sucking on your toes. Bitch, if you don't get off of me.
I think I would be more alarmed. It's not even the fact that he was sucking the toes. There'd be a random person in my house. And then add on the fact that he's just sucking on my toes like it's like a breast.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm also confused.
Did it not also say that he then tried to fondle him afterwards as well?
Yes, yep. Bro. Like, he was, like, straight up, like, let me see that nutsack.
Let me get that. Let me get that. Also, I'm really confused. Didn't it also say that he was, he broke the car windshield?
Yeah. I guess he got pissed because they got in a fight.
Why was he in his car?
No, I think as he left, like, he was enraged when he left the house because he broke the window to get out. Damn, not
gonna let me suck your toes. Fuck you.
Yeah, he broke his window. Then smash his windshield like a crazy ex.
You know, you know what? He mad, man. I wonder if he knew him.
Maybe that was his side bitch. Could have been. And he's just claiming he doesn't know who it is. He's closet.
Oh,
there it is. Nick, is that you? Crickets.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Wow, that was good.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, you're not sorry.
All right, Logan, what you got?
Okay, so... Ooh. All right, so... A question for you guys first.
Okay. Yeah.
Fast food.
Yep.
Do you like it or no?
Yep.
It depends.
Fucks up my stomach.
Yeah, it messes up my stomach like something fierce.
Speaking of mess up your stomach. So, what's your guys' opinion on Burger King?
I'm not a big fan of Burger King. I used to eat it as a kid. Like, yeah. It was my mom and Jerry's favorite place, but like...
Yeah.
For me, no. I was more of like, give me Chick-fil-A or Taco Bell at this point.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum. Okay. So it's a no on Burger King. So Burger King food, it's greasy, oily, not all that good, right? Mm-hmm. Normally.
Right.
All right. So Florida man breaks into Burger King and drinks gallons of deep frying oil.
What the fuck?
All right. So.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I know.
That makes my stomach turn even thinking about it. Like,
could you imagine?
That just gives me like the like liquid shits, just the thought of it.
All right, so I'm going to read this and then I'm going to read the article.
Okay.
This is like the newsletter thing first. Mm-hmm. So I get, a Florida man found an extreme way to cheat on his diet last night. He broke into a closed fast food restaurant and drank more than 25 gallons of used oil from the deep fryers.
Ew, hold on, pause.
I wish you guys could see a picture of him because he looks like the Hamburglar.
He looks like fucking Stewie. Not
he
Stewie.
He looks like an even fatter Peter Griffin.
That's what I was just going to say.
Mixed with Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Take the two of them and smash them together and there you go. There's the 25-gallon Dunkin's. Wow, wrong guy.
Damn it.
I was going to say Dunkin' Donuts. I was Burger King. Yeah, that one.
All right, so.
They don't empty their grease at night?
They're Well, it looks like they did empty it, or those are jugs that were sitting.
Yeah, he just, you know, casually finds 25 gallons of used oil from the deep fryers.
Yeah, because it's the crude oil that they put out, and they have to put them in containers normally, or they have, like, a system that, like, flushes it into a big tank.
Ugh, all right.
How did he get into the big tank, though?
I don't know.
How do you get to that? All right, so let me go ahead and read the article. The Miami Police Department received a call for a break-in at a Burger King restaurant around 2 a.m., and some of the officers were on the site in the matter of minutes. Upon arriving at the restaurant, they found 510-pound Romeo Carter chugging down oil directly from the deep fryers.
Oh, my God!
The 41-year-old man had already ingested dozens of gallons of cooking oil, but was still drinking it with an apparently unquenchable thirst.
Oh my
Many
God.
Officers of the Miami Police Department were still on site this morning to gather evidence and complete the investigation. Mr. Carter was released on bail this afternoon, and he briefly met with the Miami Inquirer to explain his ordeal. And then I have a quote. From him?
Wow, he gave a statement?
He gave a statement. My wife put me on a tofu and raw vegetable diet, and I couldn't take it anymore. I waited till she was asleep, and I went to the restaurant to get a couple of burgers, but it was closed. I was starving and depressed. I totally lost it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. sorry, my...
What?
All I can think about is, like, you know, like those mukbang things that are on, yes, like all over, like Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and shit. That's, yeah, like all I, yeah, think about is someone like mukbanging just like old oil, like just like it's a fucking contest. How do you get 25? Bitch, he was filling up a diesel truck.
That boy. Yeah, because I was like, you can't even. 515 I don't think pounds. You can drink a gallon normally. I don't think you can drink a gallon of anything without throwing up.
Not only that, I'm sorry. Right.
Like in one sitting, you so can't drink a gallon of anything.
I wonder
anything.
If he was drinking it and then like throwing up and then excessively drinking more and then throwing up and then excessively drinking more. He had to. There is no. How did he not have a straight up heart attack right then and there?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Humanly, it makes no sense.
That's crazy.
I have no idea. All right. I got the next one.
Can't wait to hear it.
This is in our... I have a couple actually from our county because our county's fucking unhinged. But this one... I'm just going to read it too straight, okay? Over the last several months, the Brevard County Sheriff's Office Special Investigations Unit conducted an investigation into the drug dealing activities of Victoria Sinclair and her residence located at in Coco. The investigation ultimately led to a search warrant being conducted yesterday, and the picture speaks for themselves. Now, mind you, this woman, okay? like grandma version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I gotcha.
Hair looks like a Brillo pad. Straight up Brillo pad. They didn't even put handcuffs on her. They were like, no, that's fine. Like, zip ties will be just fine. She has a cane in her hands. She's got, like, overalls on. Like, waiting like she just fucking plowed the cornfields. Okay. She got hot pink nails. Long hot pink nails. Probably a Coke spoon. I'm sure it was a fucking Coke spoon. She's probably, like, I don't know, late 60s, early 70s. She chilling there. Her mouth is wide open. Like... her bottom lip looks swollen because she's like drooling from her bottom lip, like looking down at the ground, but her eyes are looking up at the camera. Like she looks a hot fucking mess express. Okay. Her afro is like screaming seasoned citizen. Like I'm telling you, she is fucked. Like she looks a hot mess. Anyway, so after our SWAT team did some slight home renovations and made entry into the house, our SIU agents went to work. Inside the residence, four firearms were located, including handguns, an AR-15, one of which was reported stolen. Of course, Sinclair is already a convicted felon and shouldn't be in possession of any firearms, or for that matter, anything else that was located in her house. The search continued and revealed approximately 162 grams of cocaine, approximately 20 grams of meth, approximately 80 grams of alprazolam, and for people who don't know, that's Xanax, 20 grams, approximately 14 grams of oxycodone, 16 grams of hydrocodone pills, and last but not least, approximately 418 grams of suspected cannabis. So basically, the place should have been called Sinclair's Pharmacy. But if it wasn't, you would say it's now out of business. As a result of the investigation, Sinclair took a ride to Ivy's Iron Bar Lodge, where she is no stranger. For four counts of possession of firearm by convicted felon, trafficking of cocaine, trafficking in oxycodone, trafficking in methamphetamine, possession of alprazolam without a prescription, possession of hydrocodone without a prescription, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was booked on a quote-unquote no bond status by agents, and ideally that's where she will stay since she has been given a chance and chance and chance after chance to obey the law and she simply refuses to do so. Folks, it's pretty simple. If you follow the law and aren't a criminal, there's no reason for us to come to your house. But if you want to be a criminal and push poison on the streets of Brevard, you better believe it's only a matter of time before SWAT team is rearranging your front door and tearing your playhouse down. I want to thank our Special Investigations Unit for their ongoing efforts at this house that disrupts not only the neighbors, but community as a whole. On top of that, more drugs and guns are off the streets and out of the hands of criminals. Now everyone's commenting, whatever.
This was on Facebook, right? That you found this
at on the
Brevard County.
Yeah.
You ran to those comments.
I literally, I, I commented.
You tripped on your way there, didn't you?
I literally commented and I said, I ran so fast these comments with a popcorn emoji. And I was like, can't even trust grandma living next door. And someone goes, whoever wrote this caption definitely was bullied in high school. But hey, whatever makes y'all sleep better at night. Like, and then someone else said, hell, that lady's got bills to pay. Cost of living down here went up and check ain't stretching it like it used to. Granny just out here trying to live. Oh God. Anyway,
that's fucking like, that's wilding out.
Yeah, that literally they're she bro, if anyone's listening who lives in this county, go on that site and take a look at her picture. Like, I mean, it's fucking hysterical. The fact that they literally said, nah, handcuffs are, no, you're fine, here's some fucking zip ties. Like, shit, she's got zip ties on, bro. I can't.
Oh my God. That's fucking hilarious. I feel bad for her in a sense, but you know,
do you?
A little bit. Yeah.
For why?
Because granny's just trying to make a living.
You fucking hoodlum. Get it together.
The way I look at it is like, she's just trying to take care of people, right? Like, how many people in Brevard County don't have fucking health insurance, right? And they're like, man, I can't afford that medical marijuana card. I can't afford that fucking to go see the psychiatrist to get me some Xanax. Like, she's just taking care of people.
I mean,
okay, granny's pharmacy, you know what I mean? Like, little RX on the side of her house. Yeah. Little...
in spray paint.
Exactly.
I fucking can't. Oh my God. Oh my no
God.
You
all
wrong,
right.
For that.
You wrong for that.
You wrong for that.
Here was one that literally I had to go, wait, what did I just read? As soon as I seen it, okay, it says, here's the headline: Florida man refuses to pay for his chicken wings he just ate, then exposes himself to the cops. Okay.
Like, his dick is...
Yeah. Okay. So it says, a 30-year-old Hudson, Florida man was arrested in Pasco County after he tried to flee the chicken, or excuse me, kicking wings in Port Richey. Then exposed...
No, Port Richey.
Port Richey. And then exposed himself to the staff and patrons, cops say. According to Newsweek, a store manager...
On. Pause. You know what just popped in my head?
What?
I ain't got cash, but this dick though. He literally whips it out of the elephant trunk, just slaps on the fucking counter.
Them wings were weak. Anyways, according to the...
You got wings, I got hot dog.
Let me see this sausage. According to Newsweek, a store manager in the nearby witnessed... wait, what?
What?
According to Newsweek, a store manager and a nearby witness helped detain Brandon Paul Munez until Pasco County Sheriff's deputies arrived. A sheriff office reported that Munez was attempting to flee the restaurant without paying and exposing his sexual organs when he moved around.
How they say sexual organs?
Deputies indicated that Munez was sitting on the floor when he arrived and his genitals were on display for everyone to see, and his clothes were badly torn. He just like ripped that shit off, like like the Hulk style, like, oh.
Why?
Them wings must have been good then. Kicking. They were kicking.
Bro, hold on. No, I'm just real confused at this point, because why in the fuck is that your first reaction to when someone says you can't get something? Oh yeah, look at my dick.
Well, this is Florida. According to the police report, Munez ordered the chicken wings, ate them, and then was asked by the waiter if he intended to pay for the meal. Witness reported that Munez was rubbing himself at the time.
They were.
Bro. He's like, these wings are fire, man. Like,
so good to get a little rub and tug under the counter, you know?
The waiter, ooh, maybe that's Logan.
It was a special sauce.
Maybe that's the guy that you caught masturbating in the Circle K.
Oh, he's going to have to tell that story. That's going to be the next thing. Okay, let me finish this, and then you're going to tell all your right, story.
Okay.
The waiter right. reported the incident to the manager, who went to confront Munez, at which time the report states Munez attempted to flee. The manager and the witness gave a brief chase, and Munez was held for deputies to be outside of the restaurant. Munez was charged with breach of peace and disorderly conduct and was released from custody without having to post bond a few hours later on his own recognizance.
What? No bond?
He was rubbing himself in a public place and then exposed himself where there could have been children around, and all he was able to get was out on his own like a few hours later.
Listen.
Bro.
I hope that there wasn't children, because I feel like, I hope, here's my thing, here's what I really, really hope. If there was children, he should have been, like, that should have been bonded.
Yeah.
But if there wasn't, I mean, like, you see one dick, you see them all.
How does that work?
Uh-huh.
I said he got out in ROR. How does that work?
What's ROR?
Like release of recognizance.
Rub
like,
on release?
Yeah. That too.
Logan!
It means basically like he just makes a promise he's going to come back to his court dates, but he doesn't have to be bonded out basically.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you have to tell him. So you work at Circle K.
Okay. All right. So.
Paint the scene, Logan. Paint the scene.
I normally work evenings at a Circle K. So our duties for the evening. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest tasks is making sure that the bathrooms are clean before night shift comes in.
Thank you.
So. Now, this is a new Circle K, so the bathrooms haven't been that bad.
Yeah, but
normally it's been super clean. There's been a few instances, but so I go to the back room, grab the chemicals, grab the rags, go put on the gloves. I walk towards the bathroom. I open the door to the bathroom. So I go put my hand on the door. I push it open.
Oh God! Oh God!
All you hear is just from the bathroom stall, right? And I'm not going to attempt to make the sound, but you know the sound when someone's, you know,
getting close,
you know, in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Immediately I'm in there for like a second and a half. I turn around, I walk out. I tell my coworker, "Hey, I'm pretty sure someone's jerking off in our bathroom right now." So we sit there.
You just sit like, "All right, let's wait."
We wait. The store is pretty much empty. No one really comes in. We get one or two more customers come through, buy stuff, and leave, right? No one goes into the bathroom, luckily. And out walks this guy, probably 5'7". And he was definitely a bigger guy. But he just, his most noticeable feature was just this one little white patch of hair. Just this little circle on the back of his head, just right on the top back of his head, just this one little white patch. Just
like an alfalfa?
Yeah, but just instead of it being long, it was just barely there. You know old hair, like old guy
hair. Old hair.
Old man hair. Just this one little patch. It was almost like you've seen the old men that have like the whole top middle
right.
missing and it's yeah. just the sides. Get rid of the sides and just move that little back.
Like right he having the little like, Jewish caps on his head.
Yes. That's the perfect way to describe it. That was his hair.
What's that called?
I wanted to call it a yarmulke, but that's wrong.
Is that not what it's called?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a yarmulke.
I just don't want to say it wrong and be disrespectful.
Wait,
I'm not
he had
sure.
a yarmulke on?
No, his hair was in that shape.
It looked like he had a white
circle.
Patch yarmulke on his hair.
Or whatever they're called. I'm just not sure exactly what they're called. So
yeah, cul-de-sac.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he was definitely calling his sack, so.
Okay.
Anyways. So afterwards now, I already told my coworker I was going to go in and clean the bathroom before this happened. So right. now I have to. So I walk in there.
Put on your yarmulke.
Sorry, yes, it's what they're called. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
So I walk.
Sorry, go ahead. Logan.
You're fine. I walk into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing I do, because I always do it this way, is I have to clean the stall first. I go from the back outwards, right? So I walk into the stall. I swear to you, I don't know how else to explain this. All over the sink in the stall was blood. Like, splattered all over the sink.
Dude, what the fuck?
Just everywhere.
He may want to get that checked.
I know.
But that's not even the worst part. He didn't finish in that bathroom.
What?
What do you mean?
So I clean that stall, right? And my first thought process, is okay. He finished in the toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Made it easier. I don't have to clean it now. So I finish cleaning the stall. I go out. I have to now clean the urinal and the other sink out there. I walk in and I look at the sink out there. He finished in that sink. So he
Bro,
left.
Bro, he wanted someone to watch him.
He left the stall to finish in the other sink.
Ew. Well, hold on. He wanted to finish in a fucking sink that people could walk in and see him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm speechless. That's fucking nuts.
Like, what is wrong? That's how I'm uncomfortable.
You know, the mom and me, if I was there and mm-hmm. Logan would have told me that, I would have probably kicked open the fucking
Absolutely.
Bathroom door down and been like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
We Yes. Like, protect my kid like some fucking whack job, like right. jerking it off when there's boys fucking sitting at the cash register, you fucking dirty fuck.
Well, no, because my fellow employee was not, he's younger than me.
Right.
I'm only 19, so, and he's just barely meets the qualifications to work at the gas station.
He's
so.
Barely legal.
Yeah.
Barely
legal. That's insane. Jesus Logan, I'm Christ. Sorry you had to witness that, dude. That's terrible.
And then clean it.
Oh, yeah. I had to be the one to clean it, too. I had to clean all the blood and everything.
So like, how does it feel to clean someone else's nut up?
Curiosity.
Just throw a towel on it?
What? Okay. You know, I don't want to know. I don't want.
I don't think I want to go into this.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I cleaned it.
I'm done. I'm done. You know. I'm checked out.
Logan, you're dirty as... That's fucking... Bleh.
My mouth is salivating because I want to gag. Like, I literally... So God, that's fucking disgusting. What is wrong with people?
They're fucking nasty. That is gross. No. Holy shit.
No.
Immediate I mean, no. I've got like 3 or 4 more of these stories. I could keep going on and on.
That's
and
crazy. On. You're going to have to share them with us at a later time.
Yeah. I'm that's uncomfortable.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right. Do you have another Florida Man story?
The Chronicles of Crazy Ass fucking Florida gas stations.
That's disgusting. It
kind of fits into the theme of what I was saying.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Florida man dressed as a banana charged for whipping out his banana.
Jesus. It's peanut butter.
So this happened.
That's an Elvis Presley sandwich.
Halloween 2 years ago.
Okay.
A Florida man was busy celebrating the holiday. Sorry.
You're good.
And couldn't keep himself out of trouble. He was not only dressed as a banana for Halloween, but decided to whip out his little banana also.
Not the little banana. Oh, my God.
So as first reported by the smoking gun, Kyle Mortimer. Oh, Kyle Mortimer, 20, was arrested at about 1:20 a.m. in Key West. According to the police report, the officer was flagged down by someone urinating on the sidewalk, even though there was a porta potty just across the street.
Sounds about right. Yeah. It's Key West.
Florida man must have felt he was privileged enough to relieve himself where he felt like it. The officer made contact with Mortimer while he was still in the process of public urinating. When the officer identified
pinch
himself,
it off, sir.
When the officer identified himself and told Mortimer to stop, the Florida man fled. Another officer told him to stop, but he zigzagged through the crowd to make a getaway. When the officer tried to apprehend him, Mortimer made like a banana peel and slipped away.
I wasn't saying split, but
Oh, the original responding officer was able to grab the banana-dressed urinator, but he continued to resist and pull away. Key West police weren't able to let him slip away again. At this point, the officer utilized a leg sweep and took a banana man down. Mortimer continued to resist being cuffed by lacing his fingers together. Once the police had him securely apprehended, they walked him down down to the old town hall for processing. So my question currently is, did he ever put his penis away?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He didn't say once that he put his penis away.
No.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't. Sure did I'm not. Sure he did, though. And because especially if he's like running through crowds and shit. I would hope so, at least.
That's disgusting.
I like how they did a leg sweep.
You slipped on the banana peel.
I know.
You
know
what I mean? What is it? Mario Kart, bitch.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. See, babe.
That's crazy.
Some people's kids,
you know what,
man.
Key West, they'll be wilding out sometimes. Mm-hmm. So sure. It's kind of like that down there at all times. So I'm actually surprised he even got arrested for that.
No, I love that for him.
Yeah. I mean,
the
love
worst
that.
Part is they just said in the article too that there was a porta potty right across
literally
the
right
street.
Street.
Reminds me of some other people we know, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least he's got a story to tell.
That's right. That's a story to live by. So I was dressed as a banana, and I decided to take a piss in the middle of the road.
I'd be pissed off, though.
Got arrested.
Right? Yeah, but I'd be pissed off that they wrote a story about me and then said he pulled out his little banana.
Little banana.
Damn.
I mean, he's a big banana. I mean,
couldn't say his average size banana.
I know.
Listen, even some of the biggest guys. Banana. Okay. Still call it my little guy. You know what I mean?
They could have said other banana. They called his wiener.
You don't know. It could have been a little chode.
Yeah, I guess. I have one that, again, hits very close to home, and I'm pretty sure you know about this one. You ready?
Do tell.
Florida man dressed as Ronald McDonald wrestled to the ground by the cops. Quote unquote, I am a clown, stupid.
Oh, I know this story. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wild body cam footage shows a Florida man being busted while dressed as Ronald McDonald, telling cops after a scuffle, quote unquote, I am a clown, stupid. Christopher Marlowe, 40, was dressed as a McDonald's character in a bright yellow, red, and white costume and a big red nose as he was wrestled to the ground and arrested for trespassing at a shopping center last week, footage released by Palm Bay Police Department shows. As he was put in the back of a police cruiser, Marlowe was told by one of the arresting officers, you look like a clown. No shit, stupid. He shots back, I am. Adding to the bizarreness of the arrest, the police department added clown noises to the footage. What do y'all call someone who returns to a shopping plaza after they've been trespassed? A clown. The department equipped the video in action. So they literally show him like getting into the car. Like, I mean, they're like, they are tussling with this motherfucker. He remained behind bars until Wednesday, jail records. He was previously arrested for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia in November, the outlet said.
No shocker.
No shocker. He looks fucking terrible. But yeah, tell us, because I know that you witnessed this in action.
I actually did witness this one in action, funny enough. So I was actually at work, and I got there. And I'm talking, as soon as I pulled up, I already was seeing shit going on, right? I seen a whole bunch of cops sitting over at the bar that's in my plaza, right? And so I'm looking, I'm like, what is going on? Like, because, I mean, a lot of times they'll just show up if there's, like, a fight or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not uncommon for me to see, like, a police presence over by the bar, right? So I walk inside, and as soon as I walk inside, I walk around, I get around the counter, and the owner was in the shop that day. And so I'm like, what is going on? She's like, I don't know. And all of a sudden, it looks like, now understand, I'm a good, like, I don't know, 200 feet away from it, okay? 300 feet from it. So all of a sudden, I see yellow and red, okay? like straight up like Ronald McDonald, okay? But the hair doesn't look like as dark, in because I can't see the head that much, because I just see it bobbing and weaving, and like they're like chasing around the cop cars, around the like the bar, like there's like little like benches out there, and it looks like, honestly, like just like an older lady that's just running from the cops, okay? Like just in her like wild ass clothes, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised, because it's Brevard County and people wear some of the craziest shit over here, right? And I get like firsthand view to half the shit that goes on in this town half the time, because I have like full window view of it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there watching, and all of a sudden I literally see them like pretty much tackle this person on the ground. And so I'm like, what is going on? Right. So we go outside, we're standing trying to see, and we see like literally, and at the time, I'm like, this person's dressed wild. Okay. Now I didn't go over there. They weren't going to let us go over there. You know, who the fuck am I? They're not going to let me go walk over and be like, what's going on? Right. So I'm just being nosy watching. So
can you hear any of this? Like, can you hear them screaming?
No, not screaming per se. I could hear like there was voices talking, but I couldn't make out what was being said. Yeah. Right. So finally they got the clown, obviously, in the fucking cop car, and the SUV took off with him, and then the rest stayed there, talked to like the bar and stuff. And then they left. Had no idea. Okay. That night I found the story. And I'm like, get the fuck out. And then they had the video posted later that night, too. So, I mean, I was dying. I was sharing it in, like, my group chat with all my coworkers. Because I had even put it in the group chat. I was like, bro, you guys just missed a crazy-ass, like, takedown. Like,
bro, like, legit.
It was crazy.
Can you imagine, like, people in other states going, dude, what the fuck actually is going on with Florida?
Yeah. Like, why? They just come down, like, as like, they're vacationing. You know what I mean? They're just down here, and they're, like, just trying to go get something to eat at their regular bar and grill over here. And they're just seeing a clown run around.
I am a clown, fucking stupid.
You know what I mean? They're, like, tackling his ass, and it was crazy.
He looks fucking, like, he looks methed out.
He looks methed out, yeah.
Just, woof. And the fact that he's 40, he looks like 65.
He does. Like, yeah, and you know what's funny is I've seen him before, not in his clown clothes, though, because he is a homeless guy that lives behind our shop in the woods. So, like, I've seen him before with the other guys that will, like, at nighttime, especially because, like, sometimes when I close the shop, I will see him, like, walking past with, like, his buggy. And he'll like grab like the trash and shit, and he'll go through the trash cans. And so like I see him pretty frequently, but I didn't realize like that was him until you showed me the picture, actually, because I didn't remember the picture.
Oh my god!
Because even in it, I think they blurred out his face in the video, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
So
He just brings a whole new meaning to, you know, clowning around.
Yeah, for real. 100%. 100%. Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. I love that you saw that.
Yeah. Okay. So I got one. Give me something. Pull it up here.
Tell me.
So I feel like out of all Florida stories, this is like the most like Florida story you could get. Okay. The title is this. Florida man arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk.
I was, you know what's funny is right before you're reading this, you're like the most Florida I was going to be like alligators and beer.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So this is the story. It says a Florida man was reportedly arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk after his pal captured the reptile. Timothy, 27 years old of Hobe Sound, allegedly fed some beer to the animal, which also bit him. On August 26 in Palm City, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, reported obtained by the TC Palm, moments earlier, Timothy told police that Noah Osborne, 22, caught the gator with his bare hands, the report said.
Damn, okay.
Normal Florida shit.
All right.
Timothy Koepke then told the authorities he had consumed a few beers that day, but claimed he wasn't intoxicated during the incident.
Okay.
Yeah, right. After the beer feeding, which was recorded, the duo released the animal back into the wild, Koepke told the officers. Authorities obtained the video through its unclear how, and on September 17th, confronted Koepke at his home where he was, where he copped to the crime. A woman who was with the two men confirmed that Kepke's account with police on September 21st, the report said. Both Koepke and Osborne were arrested on October 3rd and charged with unlawfully taking an alligator. Like, what in your mind? And I read more on this story. So supposedly he actually put his arm out for the alligator to bite him so that the mouth was open. And then while the mouth was open, he was pouring the beer in the mouth. Like, I guess there's like an actual video. And he wasn't
drunk?
Supposedly not.
Also, who fucking ratted on this mother? Like, how? Who saw?
They posted it online.
You fucking idiot. Did they really?
Yes. They posted the video of them doing it online. You dumb for that right there.
Yo, no.
Straight up this, crazy.
You know what? They're raising the legal age of getting cigarettes and alcohol. To 21.
It's been raised.
No, I know. But my point is that the prefrontal cortex in men, even at the age of 21 and above.
No offense.
Love you. Is still not fucking developed.
Right.
Y'all dumb for that.
Y'all dumb for
you
that.
See, what I don't understand is it seems like it's always been a trend for a while now to do stupid shit like that is illegal and then post it online. Like, yeah, even like the devious lick thing that happened during school pre-COVID right before
where people were going in.
Where they're going in, they're stealing urinals, bathroom doors, toilets, we're talking whole doors from classrooms, like, and they're leaving with these, but they're recording themselves stealing these things.
That's crazy.
That's
when people are stupid during COVID.
Yeah, this was like this is before COVID hit schools and everybody had to leave.
And they were stealing stuff and putting it on.
They would record themselves. It started with the first video, I believe it started as someone stole their school's soap dispenser and hid it in their backpack. And then from there, that video blew up and it became this huge, just because. And it became this huge trend to see who could steal the bigger object from their school. So it then went from that to someone stole, I think someone stole the projector from a classroom, and then someone actually took the whole urinal off the wall. Someone stole the bathroom stall door. They were stealing toilets.
And they were posting this on social media.
Some dude ripped the whiteboard off the wall and tried to run with it.
Bitch, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, I think that's what's wrong with our society now, especially with social media, is people be doing some stupid ass shit, right? Thinking
for
like
clout.
For clout, thinking they're going to get away with it, thinking that they're just going to be like, oh, look what I did. Not realizing they're literally posting themselves doing something illegal. Like, it's not going to come back on them.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Back in our day, we didn't do that kind of shit. We were like, oh, if we're doing something, ain't nobody know about it, right?
Ain't that right?
Let's get our story straight right now.
Ain't that fucking right? Absolutely. 100%. We didn't have social... We were smart. I'm sorry. We were a little devious. Millennials were a little devious, Logan.
You see, I can agree. Like, if you're going to do stupid shit, don't record it. Like, that's just... It's as simple as that. Like, I get you want to go famous or whatever. But, you know, actions have consequences. Especially, you know, if you get caught doing it.
Yeah. That was weird.
That was in stereo.
So, yeah. I don't know. just seems stupid to me to do it that way.
Agreed. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm with you.
That's 100% crazy.
Dumb.
Oof. Do you find any good stories?
All right, yeah. All right. So this is going to be our last one, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So one I have here is, would end off more on a positive note. 75-year-old man, Florida man, fights alligator, saves dog.
Yeesh.
All right. So this one happened in Pinellas County. A Florida man leaped into action to save a pet dog from an 8-foot alligator.
I remember seeing this, dude.
75-year-old Buddy Ackerman was walking his daughter's golden retriever, Ozzy, behind her condo near a retention pond.
Yep.
Ozzy stopped to relieve herself when a gator came out from the pond and latched itself onto its hind leg.
Aww. Oh my God.
Poor babies.
Not the golden retriever. That's so, like golden chicken nuggets.
Ew.
So the, not the alligator. Buddy Ackerman has a statement here. I just started kicking the alligator's snout, and after 2 to 3 kicks, it opened up its leg and let go of the dog. Trappers later came and took the 7-foot alligator that they believed attacked Ozzy, but some neighbors believe that that wasn't the same one that they spotted, a larger alligator in the pond shortly after. The dog was uninjured. So it looks like the dog made a full recovery.
That's awesome. Good. The dog made a full recovery. Now I just want to say like how common that is, because I remember back, was it 2023 in Spanish Lakes in Fort Pierce.
The lady walking her dog.
Yeah, the little lady that was walking her dog, and her dog was tiny. Like she had like a little shih tzu or something. Yeah. And the gator grabbed the whole dog, brought it in the water, and she went to go try to save her dog, and then like didn't he kill her too?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, because then he ended up letting go of that and went after her and killed both the dog and her.
Yeah.
You see, I think that's what people don't understand about Florida. Like, yeah, sure, it's nice sometimes, but there's a lot of hidden dangers here that you don't hear about.
Yeah.
Like, we have...
If there's even a puddle on the ground, there could be a gator in it.
Yeah. I mean...
Not you and your fear of dark water.
Yeah, for real.
Even the smallest bodies of water... Almost guaranteed have alligators in it. Yeah. Shit, some people's pools aren't even safe.
Yeah, no, I've seen gators in pools. When I lived down in West Palm when I was a kid, we had one try to constantly get into our pool. The only thing that saved it was like the iron fence, because we lived like on a golf course. There was a little canal.
Yeah.
And he would try to come in the pool. Like he would ram the gate to try to get in the pool.
Damn.
Yeah, like this stuff happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was that case with the kid, with the really young kid and their parents at Disney a few years back.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, what happened with that?
Was some family went down, I believe, to one of the ponds near Disney, and they went down to the water, and the kid had gone right up to the water, and the gator came up and snatched the kid and pulled him into the water.
No.
And the kid just gone.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The kid was like 3.
Like, aww. Common sense says stay away from any, like, body of water, like, unless you're with an adult. Well, I mean, now, within his situation, like, they were walking with him. You know what I mean? But, like, 90% of the time, like, they'll tell you, don't walk your dogs by the ponds. You know what I mean? Like, we have a big pond in our backyard. I mean, a pond, that thing looks like a damn near a lake. It's so massive. Even the little ones that are in the neighborhood, like, same thing. We see gators in them. Since we moved into the neighborhood, there's gators in there. We used to see a baby, like, go all the time. Came up by, we actually have pictures of it. It literally came onto our neighbor's patio and just, like, chilled out in the patio for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you got to be careful. You know what I mean? Like, I would never walk Pandy by that pond.
No.
That's why I say, I tell the kids, don't go past the tree, because the tree is still a good like 12 to 15 foot distance. Yeah. That literally, I don't care if you got to yoke her, swing that bitch and run with her. You have enough time to get away from it. You know what I mean? So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's so absolutely sad. I know.
I'm glad that Ozzy was unharmed.
I know. Poor little baby.
Baby. Could you imagine how scared?
Yeah, it's got to be scary,
you know.
So anyways, if you guys have had any other like unhinged like Florida man stories that we didn't talk about or that you think are worth talking about, we can definitely do another episode on this, because this was fun. There's so many. Like, I know there was one that just literally happened a few weeks ago about some dude that got drunk in Brevard County, and he decided to ride a manatee because he's drunk and he literally got busted. Like,
that's illegal. You can't molest manatees.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh my God. Did he got arrested?
Oh yeah, he got arrested.
Good.
He got fucking arrested. Of course he did.
Fuck you for playing with wild cows.
Absolutely. But you know how to email us to get a hold of us. We always love stories at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then on top of that, of course, you can always find us on all major platforms. We are on all of them.
All of them. Do we need to go over them? No.
No, I don't think so.
Find us.
And if you can't message us or you don't feel like messaging us on email, you know, you can find us on the Tickety Talkety, the Facebook and Instagram. All of the
things.
All of the things.
We'll be there.
Absolutely. I'll be there. Until then, I hope you guys all have a wonderful rest of your night.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.